You're listening to the Gospel Project for Adults Weekly Leader Training, helping you guide your group through its study of the storyline of Scripture. Hey there, thanks for joining us for the Weekly Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Adults. I'm Aaron Armstrong, Brand Manager for the Gospel Project, and with me is Daniel Davis, Content Editor for the Gospel Project for Adults. Daniel, today we are wrapping up Unit 20, Session 4, Jesus Calls His Disciples.
Mm-hmm.
So, aside from our very descriptive title, how about we go the next level of depth and and just give a quick summary of what this session is about?
So, in the narrative of Jesus calling his disciples, we are going to be looking at the very serious implications that come from that,
mm-hmm.
that come from following Christ. And we'll see how those same implications that were given and were expected of Jesus's immediate disciples carries over to us today as disciples and followers of Christ.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, what is a very important takeaway?
A chief takeaway from this session is that discipleship has evangelism as a key component to it. Jesus came to call sinners to repentance. It's one of the phrases that come from the scripture passage.
Mm-hmm.
One of the scripture passages we look at, Jesus came to call sinners to repentance. And sinners who repent, you know, we have the blessing of our salvation, and we have the opportunity to be able then to desire and to see other sinners repent and come to faith in Christ, to be able to experience those same blessings and the grace of God. So there's that flow of Jesus came, called sinners to repentance, who then call sinners to repentance, who then call sinners to repentance, so that more and more and more people come to see Christ in faith.
Right. And, you know, really one of the things that's important about this is really we see this component play out. I mean, if you take a look at point two in the leader guide, Jesus calls his disciples to fish for people. Luke 5:8-11. Just this whole, like, this was there from the beginning, and it's funny how it comes out, like these early disciples, Peter, James, and John, they're fishing and they're not catching anything, and then Jesus shows up and is like, hey, how about you throw your nets over there? And they're like, if you said we'll try it, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of hear the grumbling in the text, and it's pretty funny. But and then they caught so many fish that their boats were almost sinking. Then Peter's response is kind of bizarre.
Yeah,
because he's just like, get away from me, I'm a sinful man. And it's like, so he knew that there was something else,
yeah,
about Jesus. And then Jesus's response to him was strange, because he says, don't be afraid, from now on you will be catching people.
Mm-hmm.
or in some translations it says, you know, don't be afraid, for I'll teach you to be fishers of men. It's
right.
One of those cute little puns that gets thrown in there, or play on words that gets thrown in every once in a while. And this is my side note for everybody. Sometimes it's helpful to remember Jesus was funny. So, and apparently the father likes dad jokes. So, but this is that thing. It's like, part of being a disciple means learning how to make other disciples.
Yes.
That is such a huge takeaway for us in this session, and really from every moment that we come to the scriptures, is thinking, how does this grow me as a disciple, and how does this grow me as a disciple making disciple?
Yeah.
You know? So, thinking about that, what is a challenge or issue that might come up when we teach this session?
It crosses my mind in point three, that where Levi or Matthew has a party.
Yep.
After he has been called as a disciple, he has received the the grace of fellowship with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then he decides to call all of his tax collectors and sinful friends to a party to meet Jesus. And Pharisees come up and, why are you here talking and eating and drinking with tax collectors and sinners?
Right.
There's a distinction here. If you want to be holy, you stay away.
Right. Why hang out with those guys?
Right. So it crosses my mind that we might wonder, how do we follow the pattern of Jesus to eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners, to fellowship with those who are not yet of Christ? I think we need to be clear that this, you know, Jesus is not doing this, and we should make sure we understand this is not an encouragement for us to dive headlong into sinful choices and actions
mm-hmm.
for the goal of reaching people who are participating in sinful choices and actions.
Yes.
We are called to be holy.
Right. Yes.
So we have an expectation to be holy. And yet, Jesus has no problem being around.
Right.
Sinners.
Right.
He has no problem in fellowship with sinners. And that ought to be the same case with us.
Right. Well,
we can't fear. Sin doesn't rub off on people.
Right.
It's not a transferable thing.
Right.
In that sense.
It's not a skin condition. It's not a rash. I mean, it's something we all have and we all deal with.
Right.
I think it's important for us to remember, and I love the fact that we get to call this out in the session, but that there's just this fact that if you want to make disciples, if you want to share the gospel with people who don't know Jesus and see people who don't know Jesus come to know Jesus, you have to know people who don't know
right.
Jesus.
Right.
So we can't make disciples if we don't know anyone who isn't already following Jesus. We can help people grow as disciples, certainly,
right.
and we're called to do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But to go forward to help people to be a part of what God is doing in people coming to know Jesus, that is something that we can't overlook and we have to embrace, including all the mess and challenge and discomfort that might come with
right.
it.
And the questions and the persecution of sorts that could come from people questioning
right.
motives and relationships.
Right.
And we can point to our example in Christ and
yep.
know that we're following in his steps.
Yeah.
Just like disciples are expected to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what is one encouragement that we've got for leaders?
I'm going to point back to the leader pack on mm-hmm. this one. I think there's a poignant quote from Joni Erickson Tada, and I think leaders might be able to take a moment to explain her circumstances of being a quadriplegic, that she has no use of her arms and her legs, and yet she chose to write this about faith. Faith mm-hmm. isn't the ability to believe long and far into the misty future. It's simply taking God at his word and taking the next step. That's a beautiful explanation of what faith is. Take
mm-hmm.
the next step that God has called you to take.
Mm-hmm.
And however fearful that might be, whatever questions might come with that, if God is leading, take the next step and follow where he's leading you.
Mm. Man, that's a good place for us to wrap this up. So, Daniel, thanks for chatting. Thanks for helping me wrap up this unit really well. Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for Adults. We hope it's helpful for you as you lead your group. And for more resources to help you guide your group through this session, please visit gospelproject.com/additional-resources.